Where's the mic? Maybe I don't need it.
You got it right here.
I wanted you to know that I had trouble parting my hair this morning. And I had to use GPS to come out here because I hadn't been here for so long. And the only one older than me out here, than I, to be perfectly, is Iris Rumbaugh. Now, having said that, I want to share just a couple of things about when I was here in 93. I came with the flood and went out with it. And when I came in to interview, Wally Reed was the area minister, and I was from the Northwest, and he brought me out here, and I said, well, where is Red Top? He said, it's down by Hallsville. I said, where's Hallsville? And he said, it's about 14 miles northeast of Columbia. Can you think you can find it? And I said, yes. So I came in here, and they hadn't been really paying a salary. So I said, okay, I'll come out here for $23,000. And they looked at one another, and they said, we don't know whether we can afford you or not. And I said, okay, give me a call in a day or two. And they decided, I think, that probably they couldn't lose too much except $23,000. And so I came here. And I tell you what, one of the things that happened to this congregation when I came was this, that the Holy Spirit brought me and my wife here, but they also brought somebody named Hallie Reeves. Where's Hallie? Hallie Reeves, stand up. Because I tell you what, she worked with the kids. Yes, she worked with the children, and she made me look good. And so I want to give her all of that credit along with the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now, we made a lot of friends here. We kept in touch with a lot of friends that we had here. And I'm just going to keep this relatively short, okay? Because I know that all of these people want to come up here. The other thing I wanted to share with you was that when I came here to town, I told Bernice, who brought me, I said, I'm not going to wear a suit. The reason why is I can't get in them anymore. And I come in here and all these preachers up here are wearing suits and ties.
Except one.
And so they'll say, well, who's that nut up there that's not dressed proper?
It's a man preacher.
Okay. I think I can share this story to tell you what really can happen to a church. Maybe. I found a whole bunch of Bibles back here in a box, and I decided to sell them because they needed some money to help pay my salary. So I got two Cracker Jack salesmen like Jim McRae and Steve Cordion. They don't really know that, but I used them because I knew they were good salesmen. They would go out, but we had this one guy who volunteered. And, oh my goodness, he can't sell Bibles. But we gave them Bibles out, and they went out, and I said, we'll come back in a week, and we'll share how many you've sold, and so on. And they came back in a week, and this guy that I thought couldn't sell a Bible, he asked for more. He asked for 25 more Bibles. I said, oh my gosh, how can he do this? So I decided that I would go with him when he made a sale. So we went out, he went up to this door, and he knocked on the door. And this lady came out the door. He said to her, ma'am, I'm selling Bibles. Would you like to buy one? Or would you like for me to read it to you? Top that. There's got to be a sermon there somewhere. Now, I really enjoyed this church and made lots of friends. And I never did find out. This is the second oldest Christian church west of the Mississippi. But
no.
I never did find out where the first was.
It wasn't. Oh. It is now the oldest.
Where?
It's us now.
It's us. It's this one.
Really? We're first now?
Only continues.
Yeah,
well,
been.
I look forward to coming back here in 200 years in the spirit to be with you again.
Yes,
thank you.
Church, congregation, so really God, so
that's all, folks.